You're listening to 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for You Can't Stop the Music.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Down the road just a singing to myself, and oh wow, 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 oh wow.
The following program is intended for mature audience.
Don't you hear the bell blow, the horn blow? Cows in the old field, don't you hear the bell blow, the horn blow? Woo! Blow the horn blow. Woo! Blow the horn blow. Get a piece of cornbread, feed old red, blow the horn, blow. Get a piece of cornbread, feed old blue, blow the horn, blow. Woo! Blow the horn, blow.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. My name's Josh Behrman. I am not P. Swan, but I am here for Can't Stop the Music. This Sunday, you may have heard me talking on this radio station before in various capacities, most notably or infamously Edge of Americana on Tuesday nights. And I actually did start with some Americana-y type music there, after the theme song, of course. We heard Mike Seeger doing two songs there. First, Honey Cuts Hollow, and then Blow the Horn Blow. The theme for tonight's show is the limits of the human vocal cord. We'll be listening to music which may or may not have singing, but it will definitely have voices going on in it, doing various things, which are sometimes singing and sometimes just the other things that we can do with this amazing instrument we have in our throats. So I'll talk more about Mike Seeger in a little bit, but let's keep the music going here. This is the Mills Brothers doing some things that might sound like horns, but actually are the human voice. Give me a call, 649-9737.
She said, I'm Baba de Boo Boo Doo. I'm the hottest chicken in this coop. Oh, Naggy, oh, Saggy, oh, Wiggy Baggy Boo. Oh, Dr. Bottom, de Boo Bum, de Boo Bum, de Boo Bum, de Boo Bum, de Bad Lad Laddy. Oh, Naggy, oh, Saggy, oh, Wiggy Baggy Boo. Put your armor, you get your mama, then your troubles increase, boy. If skibaddle, 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 and you sang it, then hug you and kiss each night. Fine jingle, boy, is worth that price. Oh, Naggy, oh,
saggy. Oh, wiggy baggy boo. On the island war sport she would play. You could hear her on the boardwalk every day. Soap suds all around, little bubbles on the ground. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub, all those tunes she found. The little thimbles on her fingers made the noise. She played Charles and on the laundry for the boys. She could rag a tune right through the knees of a brand new suit of easy breezes. Coney Island washboard round the bay.
Together, indeed they do. Hey, this is Josh. This is You Can't Stop the Music. I'm filling in for P. Swan this week. I really ought to get myself a name that's not my own name. Why, Josh Behrman, that's not my name. Don't worry about that, folks. That's just a made-up name. So anyway, the Mills Brothers from Ohio, Piqua, Ohio Brothers. They were barbershop. They were string band. They were blues. They were jazz. They figured out how they could do that on a concert, actually an amateur contest. Piqua's May Opera House. Piqua May's Opera House. Opera House. Excuse me. That's a mouthful. In Ohio, in Piqua, Ohio, where one of the members of the band forgot his kazoo and just did that, imitated a trumpet, and then, as you heard, they have the trombone, they've got the bass, or the tuba, more specifically. Anyway, we heard three from the Mills Brothers. Coney Island Washboard was the most recent one from the album Four Boys and a Guitar, and Nagasaki before that. These are also, by the way, great Tin Pan Alley songs, just fun to listen to, fun to play. And before that, the Tiger Rag, which is a very well-known tune. All those tunes might be well-known to you, depending on your station and kind of listening habits. Anyway, before that, Mike Seeger, who is a virtuosic kind of old-time musician. He can do many different styles, and he is very interested in his life kind of pursuing all of the old-time techniques. So what he was doing there, the first one, Honeycutt's Hollow, he learned from Leonard Emanuel of North Carolina. Actually, he learned them both from there, and that was kind of called a holler, what he was doing there with all of the overtones that your voice can do if you train it just right. Part holler, and part yodel, part song, kind of. Western North Carolina, is where the origin of that song, from a singer named Sam Honeycutt. And then the other track we heard was Blow the Horn Blow, which is another folk tune from Sampson County, North Carolina. And another holler kind of style, though, on that one. He was accompanying himself with a pan flute. That wasn't on his own voice doing that. So here we are, and we're talking about hog calling. So why not hear a little hog calling just for the sake of, you know, completeness? Because certainly this is a way that the voice can be used, which is not normal. And everyone should avoid it at all costs.
All right.
If you don't want a
Let's
hog coming.
Start this competition right. We've got someone from Warsaw, Ohio. May I ask to the mic, Greg Hinkle. Fantastic. That was contestant number one, Greg. Now, let's go to contestant number two, John Schlosser. Contestant number two is John. Olmsted, and I think they probably heard him there. Contestant number three will be Mike Baylor. That's contestant number three, and Mike, incidentally, is from West Salem, Ohio.
Come on, big, big.
Nice job. Now, let's move on to contestant number four. Contestant number four is Peter Westfall from Westerville, Ohio. Peter? Great job, Peter. And now let's move to our last contestant in the men's. The last contestant is Bill Graham, and that's from North Royalton, Ohio.
Yay! Daddy, you guys...
The judges had their work cut out for them. That was Bill. So again, contestant one was...
Oh, and that cut off a little abruptly there. So that was the Cohocton County, Ohio hog calling competition there, folks, which I don't know whether hogs actually come to that sound or not, but they may. Anyway, we are here on You Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh, filling in for P. Swan, and we are exploring the limits of the human voice tonight. And I have to say that I've got some somewhat difficult things to listen to coming up later on, although I'll be interspersing them with things that are easy and interesting to listen to, don't worry. But everything's interesting to listen to that I have for you tonight. That English wasn't proper, but so it goes. Coming up next, I'm going to play you this piece. It's long. It's 12 minutes long. It's from the composer Steve Reich. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his last name, but if you know anything about modern American compositional semi-classical music, you may know of Steve Reich. Anyway, this is one of his early pieces. This is a 1966 recording called Come Out, which he was asked to write this piece for a benefit for the retrial of a group called the Harlem Six, who were six black youths arrested for committing a murder during the 1964 Harlem riots. And what happened was they were arrested, and one of the six, Daniel Hamm, he was interviewed, and he talked about how they were left in jail long enough so that the evidence of the abuse that they had taken at the hands of the New York City Police Department was not evident. And when they were taken for questioning and photographs, they pinched their bruises in order to get them to come out more so that they could be seen by the cameras, which is kind of intense. Anyway, Reich took parts of this interview, and what he did here is he used early phase shifting technology, which he had eight tape players set up simultaneously playing this one clip from this interview, and then he slowly set them all out of phase with one another. And over the course of 12 minutes, you hear this happen. And keep in mind, this is all manual. He's actually kind of touching and and adjusting the tape players. It's an interesting technique, which in the era of digital technology, we don't really need anymore, I guess, or at least it's too time-consuming to deal with. But this is not necessarily the human vocal cords that work, but it is an interesting sound experiment involving the human voice. Therefore, I kept it in, and this has Come Out by Steve Reich. I hope you enjoy it. Give me a call, 649-9737. This is You Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman, filling in for P-Swan.
I had to, like, open the bruise up and let some of the blues blood come out to show them.
Come on, 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 come on I'm not sure.
You can help scientists conserve frogs and toads. FrogWatch USA is a citizen science monitoring program that gives everyone the opportunity to help scientists conserve amphibians. Being a FrogWatch volunteer means you gather information that will help increase awareness of nationwide amphibian declines that can ultimately lead to practical and workable ways to help conserve these important species, all while helping you learn more about the wetlands in your community and the calls of frogs and toads in your community, both of them in your community. For more information and to become a FrogWatch volunteer, go visit aza.org/FrogWatch. Kissing toads is not required. Well, it's 9:38 here on Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman, filling in for P. Swan tonight. I am the host, as you may know, of Edge of Americana is the name of my program, Tuesdays from 7 to 9, but I'm getting an opportunity to stretch out a little bit and pursue the more erudite themes that we have going on here. So, anyway, I hope you're enjoying it. That was Steve Reich, the Steve Reich composition Come Out, which I spoke at length about earlier. If you didn't hear that, feel free to Google search it. There's a lot of information on there, and it's all very interesting about this piece. It's a landmark piece in the world of phase shifting technology back in 1966, and we are kind of exploring the limits of the human vocal cord right now as best we can. So let's keep doing that, and to do that we will next listen to one of our outsider royalty candidates for tonight, Dokaka, who is from Japan. He is a beatboxer. Additionally, he is absolutely bizarre, and he records these multi-track, all-vocal compositions, mostly covers of other people. So let's go ahead, and I've got three from him, and let's see if you can recognize them. Give me a call if you'd like. 649-9737 is the number, and of course, I will be posting the playlist and information about all of the people I'm playing tonight at WRIR.org. So let's jump right in with our first outsider royalty of the night. Thank you. Dukaka. Man, that's good stuff. We just heard Lark's Tongue in Aspic, the King Crimson song. And then, of course, that was Rambling Man by the Allman Brothers right there. Dukaka is a Japanese beatboxer and vocal cord manipulator. And he multi-tracks stuff. There's also footage of him out there just doing it live. It's not quite as great, in my opinion, as these multi-tracked songs. I think one thing that I like best about them is how he clearly doesn't actually know the words in English, and he's just kind of mumbles through them. He hits certain words and then just kind of falls off. It's great. Makes me very happy. We are in the midst of our first Outsider Royalty segment tonight here on Can't Stop the Music with me, Josh Behrman, not P. Swan, filling in. She is not too far away, but she is out teaching her craft to others, hopefully not to the extent that they would become competitors, but at least interested observers. And earlier, we heard the Coshocton County Hog Calling Contest from 2006, and I was informed just recently by an interested party, third party, that is, in fact, very close to where Pison went to college, Kenyon College, there in Gambier, Ohio. So without even knowing it, I hit the mark. Boom! And that's just the way we do it here at WRIR. We're close friends, and it's important. So let's hear one more from Dukaka before we move on to other things. We also heard John Hartford, I failed to mention in that last segment, two segments ago, doing Little Cabin Home on the Hill, Wah Wah, from his album Mark Twain. Got some more John Hartford coming up in a little bit, because he was certainly a practicer of the use of one's voice for things not quite singing, and that is what we are exploring tonight here on Can't Stop the Music, the ways in which we can use this versatile instrument we have just under our chin and just above our chest. So let's hear one more from Dukaka. Here is Dukaka doing Little Steely Dan for you. No, this is him doing Steely Dan. sing along at home. I know you know the words, or at least as well as he does.
Turkey collar. And with y'all may or may not know, I was born and raised right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And I've gone all the way around the world just to get back here again. And tonight what we're doing is I'm here with the National Wild Turkey Federation and we're putting on our annual banquet. But before I have to kind of walk y'all around and show you some of the stuff that we're going to be doing here tonight, I'm going to give you a little demonstration on some calling. I'd first like to teach you a little something. Those of you who are watching this, if you're from South Mississippi, you're hunting actually the hardest wild turkeys they are anywhere, and I do mean anywhere in the United States, and I've traveled all over the United States hunting them. We got some of the best hunters, but especially the best woodsmen that they are. So instead of going out there and blowing them out, I'm going to give you my little secret call. It's called clucking and purring. If you want to spice it up just a little bit, put some little soft yelps in there with it. Now, I know a lot of y'all want to hear the aggressive calling. I'm going to do just a little bit of that for you. I'm going to do what we call some cutting and some excited hen yelps for you. Probably the one thing that I'm known for most of all is, of course, my goblin. And I'm going to do it two different ways for you. I'm going to do it first with my natural voice, and then I'm going to use a diaphragm to do it for you. And, of course, the whole time what you should be doing is, good luck, safe hunting.
WRIR LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. It is 10 o'clock here on Sunday night. Sunday, and I am Josh Behrman filling in for P Swan, who usually hosts this show, which is called Can't Stop the Music. I'd like to let you know that WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine asks, are you experienced? The new RVAMag.com brings you everything you didn't know you needed. Original works from up-and-coming filmmakers, internet radio jockeys, and new content every single day covering art, music, and opinions. The new RVAMag.com is your daily dose. And thanks to them. So, let's see. We just heard... Just heard something amazing there. That was some turkey calling, wasn't it? Sure was, Josh, you might say, into your radio, which, and I can't hear you if you do that, but you could call me 804-649-9737 if you want to say that to my face, at least to my ear. You could say, sure was, Josh. That was Preston Pittman. He is a championship turkey caller from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and there he was at the annual turkey hunting convention there in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, giving you a taste of the turkey calling. And before that, we had a whole set from Dokaka, great Japanese beatboxer. We heard Peg, the Steely Dan hit. Before that, Rambling Man and Lark's Tongue in Aspic, which just goes to show that if you have time on your hands and a multi-track device, pretty much anything is possible, especially if you can get your voice into those higher registers. All right, well, folks, it's time for our second... bout, our second round of Outsider Royalty. I now present to you from Harlem, New York City, the great, amazing, the human horn, Shuby Taylor.
Let over to the lava sweet, 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 let over to the lava s a rustle, a rustle, a border, trot a saw, shovel a rustle, a rustle, a hustle, a dollar, throstle, a dove, a dot, a way, a little wind is far, dollar, a dot, a wind, a little, a draw, love, a dot, a way, a little, a lap, a little, a puppy, baby, a dot, a fee, a dot, a quick, a
straw. Oh, my goodness. Shuby Taylor. That's just astounding. There we go with our second Outsider Royalty feature for tonight on Can't Stop the Music. Shuby Taylor from Harlem, who died in 2003, unfortunately. He did not really have a career, so to speak, as a paid musician, but he did go into a studio and record at Angel Sound in the early 1980s, but he had been performing that kind of scat singing in clubs. Since the 1950s, he was a postal worker, and he recorded those things, and most of them have not been released officially because, whether you could tell or not, most of those were just sung over top of commercial recordings, and there's just a world of problems with copyright law when you just kind of play commercial recordings like that. So anyway, Shuby Taylor. Just great. He said that he tried to mimic the sound of a saxophone, but to me, that is a sound unlike any other that could only be made by someone doing that. And I think it's worthwhile to notice that the human voice like that, it has timbres and kind of features of it that if you had that on an instrument, you could really make some strange noise happen. And I think we associate the things that he was just saying with actual words when really, they're just sounds, just like a saxophone or a guitar or a strange pipe from France or whatever. You know, it doesn't matter. So that's what I have to say about that. Shuby Taylor, please, you can check him out. I have a link on WRIR.org on the Can't Stop the Music blog with a way that you can check out Shuby Taylor for yourself. It's just shuby.com, and that's shoby.com. I think I even heard him say his own name. Actually, in the course of that song. That right there was Lift Every Voice and Sing. Before that, we heard Tico Tico, which you may remember or have heard before. And before that, Over the Rainbow, which I presume most of you all are familiar with. Well, enter into the second difficult listening for the night. I love this next piece. I think it's amazing. The first time I heard it, it kind of blew my mind a little bit, and I laughed at it. But on repeat listenings, it is just outstanding. And what it is it's called the Ur Sonata, or Ur Sonat, by Kurt Schwitters. If you are a fan of art, perhaps you know of Kurt Schwitters. He wasn't actually a Dadaist, only because the Dadas wouldn't have him because they thought he was too kind of nostalgic and emotional. But he was a German living in the 1920s. He was born in 1886, but living in the 1920s, and he did artwork. He transformed entire interiors of buildings. Was one of his main kind of artistic tricks. He did all kinds of different paintings and pen and ink. And he also recorded this thing. He wrote this thing called the Ur Sonata between 1922 and 1932. And it's sound poetry, or so it is referred to kind of in the general critical world. And it is this amazing thing. To me, I would not consider this poetry. To me, if you are familiar with the sonata form, it has a rondo and it has an allegro. It is in sonata form, and it is basically just a study of what one can do using things that aren't words, and they aren't really tonal when they're done correctly. It's just using the voice to create all these different sounds, all these different syllables, and if you can kind of disassociate yourself from the connections that you would have with someone speaking for a second, I think you might really get something out of this next piece. This is performed by Christian Bach, who is a composer, a modern composer. This is recorded live, I believe, in 2002. Let me just double-check that. It's SUNY Buffalo, yeah, in 2000, actually. So here's Christian Bach performing the Ur Sonata, at least the first movement of the Ur Sonata by Kurt Schwitters, first written and published in 1932, and don't turn the dial. I think you might enjoy this. This is WRIR, and if I may be a little bit self-boasting about the station. I can't imagine that you were going to hear this on any other station within your dial in Richmond, Virginia, or pretty much anywhere else.
Fimps, baba, tetsu, bagif, gvi. Til ribiba, til ribiba, fumspa, ribiba, fumspava, beba, fumspava te, ba, fumspava tetse, fumspava tetse, oo, fumspava tetse, oo, pagif, gvi. Did is n r e e m p l t f t o t i l k a Ritz get a baby and scarabu, see it's a two red scarabu, racket a baby, rump till two. See it's a two and scarabu, see it's a two red scarabu, racket a baby, racket a bitsy. Fumps pavatitsy, zitty baby fumps. Racket a Fa bava fums pa bavra fums pa bavrete fums pa vete bavretece fums pa vetece bavretece u fums pa vetece u bavretece u pa fums pa vetece u pa bavretece u paga fums pa vetece u paga bavretece u pagif fums pa vetece u pagif. Fa baba fums pa bavra fums pa baba baba fums pa baba vrra papa fums pa baba vrte papa fums pa vete papa vrte te papa fums pa vete te papa vrte te umpa fums pa vete te umpa vrte te paga fums pa vete te paga vrte te pagif fums pa vete te pagif. Racket
Rumpel to, see what's a two and scarab you, see what's a two red scarab you.
Retskermu, Tsiwetsa Tsiw Retskermu, Rocket Baby.
Be, ah.
and say,
Rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr You got it. In this corner, we got Dr. Dre.
The National Weather Service is part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and provides extensive information to the public about weather, air quality, current aviation and marine forecasts, long-term predictions, and storm warnings. You can find all this information and more, including satellite images, on their website, www.weather.gov. Oh, it's 10:34, man. How did you like that Ursonata? Did I drive you all away with the Ursonata, also known as the Sonata in Erlauten, by Kurt Schwitters, performed by Christian Bach in 2000? Hopefully, if I drove you away with that, brought you back with Biz Markie, doing a little beatbox in there from a Dr. Dre compilation that I happened to find. Anyway, yeah, you're on Can't Stop the Music. My name's Josh Behrman. We are exploring the limits of the human vocal cord, and we just heard possibly one of my favorite things to listen to, the Ursonata. You may know that I host a show here on WRIR called Edge of Americana on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, which is nothing like that, really. But maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it's all these German vocalizations that Kurt Schwitters wrote down, and he would perform it. And he felt as though reading it, although you can read it, you can find this thing online in written form. And it's quite something to look at. But he actually had it memorized and would just perform it. And he felt as though reading it certainly didn't give anything resembling the impact of hearing it. And I have to say, that was quite a rendition there. I have a few renditions of it. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this piece of music, but I am. And Christian Bach is a little more lively than some. There's no rhythm information given. There's no tempo information given, and there's no kind of inflection information given. So it's really all on the interpreter, the reader slash performer to interpret as he or she would like to. So that's where we are. And I would say that that's a pretty good example of the kind of music that can be made, which is not at all music. Or at least it's not melodic. It's a different kind of music entirely. So let's get back to some melodic music after all of that right there. The beatboxing and, of course, the Ursonata. Next up, I'm going to present a set of music from Ima Sumac, who maybe some of you have heard. She was a Peruvian singer, born in the 1920s, 1922, in Peru. And she, at age 13... She would sing traditional songs when she was a child, and by 13 she got notice on Argentinian radio, and then proceeded to basically tour for the next 50 years or so, both in the U.S. and Europe and abroad of those two places anyway, and was quite famous. And she was most notably known in that she could... she had a 5-octave range, which apparently, according to what I'm looking at right now, no one else has ever had in recording purposes. Anyway, so that's impressive. So let's hear from Ima Sumac as she performs some of her pieces. First of them is the Gopher Mambo. Enjoy this. I know you will. Give me a call, 649-9737. That's 804-649-9737. Or you can go to WRIR.org. to see the playlist.
Jimbo, 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 Ya bum bum, bum bum, bum bum. Ya bum bum, bum bum, bum bum. Ba-da-da-dum, bum bum bum. Ba-da-da-dum, dum dum bum.
97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. It's 10:47, and this is Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman, filling in for P-Swan. And coming up at 11 o'clock will be Mixtape. Mixtape, who knows what will be in store for you tonight on Mixtape. Mixtape. So we just heard from the great Ema Sumac, the Peruvian songstress. Five octaves of singing there, and also some just very interesting sounds coming out of that woman's mouth and diaphragm and associated parts. Well, I think we might finish tonight. I'm not sure if we'll have enough time for everything I want to hear, but I think we're going to finish tonight with, you may know that I, like I said, host Edge of Americana, which is more old-timey bluegrass and kind of traditional American music oriented. And there is a form of vocal technique called effing, which, perhaps you've heard of before. It's a hillbilly vocal tradition. It dates back at least into the 19th century. Kind of, let's see, it's a little bit like hyperventilating, I would say. And we have some stars of that. And I'm actually just going to assign all of these people, although some of them are recorded, they're all going to get the Outsider royalty credit. Specifically this first person, Jimmy Riddle, who he did record, but he did not record... He didn't record as a soloist. He just recorded as he was the harmonica player for the great Roy Acuff, who you probably have heard of. And he had this other thing that he did. And if you ever watched Hee Haw, you may have seen him do it with his buddy, whose last name is Jackie Phelps. And they would do hambone. Jackie Phelps would hambone, and Jimmy Riddle would eef. So I actually don't have the royalty music set up for this one, so I guess no outsider royalties for these guys tonight. But hope you enjoy this. We've got some effing first from Jimmy Riddle, and then we will have other people. Specifically, we will hear from Joe Perkins, another great effer, and Deke Dickerson, who you may have heard of before, and then Billy Hutch, and then a little more Joe Perkins. If we have time, it's 10:49. This has been Can't Stop the Music. We have been testing the limits of the human vocal cord, and I certainly hope you've enjoyed listening as much as I've enjoyed playing this music for you tonight. You can always check out what I played for you and where you can find it at WRIR.org. And Alyssa, P-Swan, also has a Facebook page for Can't Stop the Music. I'm not sure of the address. Not sure of the address, but if you go to Facebook and search for Can't Stop the Music, you will certainly find it. So here, let's hear some Jimmy Riddle. This one is called Wildwood Eef, which is kind of like Wildwood Flower. We'll follow this by Yakety Eef, which is Yakety Sax.
Of the Cumberland River, the hanging tree stood high, and there in grief was Uncle Eef. He was soon to die. The people had come from miles around, their last respects to show, and everyone from the hangman down hated to see him go. Fear and panic filled his eyes as the final time drew near. Then he chanted this pleading chant that everyone could hear. Eef loves beef, Eef loves livers. Eef don't wanna die on the Cumberland River. Eef loves man, Eef loves chum, Eef loves beef and watermelon. Eef loves rice cooked with liver. Don't wanna die on the Cumberland River. The crowd heard him chatting as they started joining in. To give him strength and courage to face the final end. Evil of man, evil of children, evil of beef and watermelon, evil of rice cooked with liver. Don't want to die on the Cumberland River. On the banks of the Cumberland River, the hanging tree stood high, and there in grief was Uncle Eve. He was soon to die. Evil of man, evil of children, evil of beef and watermelon, evil of rice cooked with liver. Don't wanna die on that Cumberland River.